Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
It's Friday. I didn't say Hunter yet. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
There you go. Nailed it, buddy. He's still learning. Of course, it's Friday.
That's right, man.
Which means it's time for Hey Bud.
The one. The only.
Weighing in at... Actually, I don't want to do that one.
Yeah, yeah, be careful.
Let's not go down that road.
In the red corner. Jenna, hi. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good to see you.
Great to see you, too.
All right. So, obviously, we're going to get right to it. You brought some more delicious libations for us to try. And from what I see, Kiki is going to love this. We cannot let her in here because she's going to steal all of it from us. Because I think the last time you brought in some virtue...
Yes.
It was a big hit.
Yes. It always is a big hit.
Always a big hit. Yes. So what do you got for us today?
Yeah. So I'm super, super excited today to bring a variety pack from Virtue. So this is like brand new. Literally came into our warehouse, our facility last week.
Oh, nice.
Our guys have done a great job of getting into the market. So you're going to see it in a lot of locations, grocery stores.
Okay.
You're going to see it, everywhere. Packaged liquor stores. We're very excited about it. These kinds of consumers, people that like, ciders, that like FMBs or flavored malt beverages, are definitely into variety, right? Like, they like to try different flavors.
And I think that's, now, too, that's starting to become popular along all kind of facets of the alcohol industry. People want a little bit of everything.
Yes, and we always talk about that. I always make the analogy of you look at the Oreo cookies, and how it was like when we were kids, vanilla and chocolate.
One kind,
and now it's like, carrot cake and
they got
butter.
It all.
Yes.
Yeah.
People, the consumers nowadays really, really like choice.
Yep.
I just think variety packs are amazing in these kinds of things because they get four different kinds.
It's amazing how much things have gone to choice.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, you had your four beers?
Yes.
Four
beers. You walked to school uphill both ways in a snowstorm and you ate one kind of Oreo cookie and dad had one kind of beer. Right. Not anymore.
You got to talk him from grandpa, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to lie, we were probably a bit stronger as people back
then. Yeah, that's right.
We were a little bit like you said, you walked uphill.
That's right. Heartier bones.
Mom, come pick me up.
Right.
Definitely it's a great time to be in the industry with all the choice. A lot of those bigger brands definitely still are more that mass package, the 24 pack, that kind of thing. And people are buying that in quantity. Whereas these kinds of brands, people really like different flavors.
Yeah.
And these are also gluten-free.
Oh, nice.
So that's another thing that's really, obviously, people are into health, health conscious, also just, gluten allergies.
Yep.
So all the ciders here in this package are gluten-free.
Very nice.
And so let's get trying these.
Let's do it. Yeah. What's the first one you got there?
So the first one I have is going to be their Michigan Brut. So we're actually going to taste more dry to sweet.
Okay.
After we get to the sweetness, it kind of, not ruins your palate, but changes your palate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be the driest cider in the package and pretty much Virtue's driest cider they make. So there's very, very little residual sugar in this. And it's just very nice, very easy. A little bit more of a European style. People like that.
It's good.
I like that.
It's tasty.
Kind of feels like a little champagne.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. They've got that nice carbonation, very effervescent. And I personally like this one as one of my favorites. This and their rosé, because they both are on that drier side of things.
Yeah.
Now, that's not for everybody. Some cider consumers, especially if you're kind of new into the game, really like that sweeter cider.
The sweet, so you got to kind of build it.
So this gives you a lot of options. Yeah. This is kind of like when you've kind of been drinking cider for a while.
Yeah. When you're an experienced cider drinker.
When your palate is experienced.
All right, what's the next one we got here?
So next we're going to go with their first priority and flagship, Michigan Apple. That is going to be your semi-sweet, going to definitely be your sweetest one. Going to compare more to the Angry Orchards of the world.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So this is one you'll probably see on draft at locations more than any of the other ones. And it's just a very nice, great sweet cider.
Kind of middle of the road, would you say?
It is. It's definitely not as sweet. There's not sugar added like there is to a lot of the mass-produced ciders.
Ooh, that's nice.
So this one still isn't going to be as much of a sugar bomb, which I think consumers are going that direction.
Yeah. That's like licking a naughty apple.
Oh, nice.
What?
All right.
It's out there now. I said it.
Yep, it's out there now. It's out there. Can't take it back.
That is very good. And yes, that kind of that next step up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That next step up. Okay, so we tried the Brut.
Yes.
And we tried the
Michigan Apple.
Michigan Apple. Okay, both very good. Yes. When we come back, we're going to try the next sweeter one.
Yes.
And then the sweetest of the sweet.
The sweetest.
The sweetest of the sweet. Not you, Hunter. Aww. All right, it's Hey Bud. We'll be back in just a few. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, Jenna. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
All right. So we have already been sampling some delicious Virtue ciders.
Hey, real quick, before we get into the beers, I must say the Bud commercials out right now are hilarious.
Well, they got some
I love the corn syrup ones.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
With the castles.
I know. The castle ones are really great. Obviously, you guys have seen a lot of backlash. I mean, it is what it is. It's been going on forever,
everyone nowadays.
It's scary.
Of course.
You know, but yes, the castle ones are really funny.
I just love how they directly call them out.
Yeah.
It's like there's no beating around the bush in these commercials.
Yeah. We see a lot of these things ahead of time, but the only ones we did not see at our meetings were the Bud Light commercials.
Yeah. Okay.
And so they saved them. Literally, like, we had an opportunity to like log in and watch them like an hour before Super Bowl, but there was a big reveal. Like, so we had no idea.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like what they were going to be doing. Yeah. And I think all of us were a little bit like, oh, okay.
Look at that.
All right. Yep.
Here we go.
Yes.
You guys are all getting pads on. Like, this is our life now.
Here we go.
Got beaten sticks.
Yeah, they definitely put it out there. And speaking of that, even the Virtue, this variety pack does have all four nutrition facts on there.
Oh, look at that.
They did put it in there. So they're kind of following suit with that. And now the Bud Light packaging also has this nutrition label.
I like it. Well, you know, that's the consumer nowadays. And also going back to the variety pack, what the consumer wants.
Yep.
This is there's four different kinds in this Virtue Cider variety pack.
Correct.
Was it three of each?
Three of each to equal 12.
Trying to do the math, like four times, carry the six minus two. Well, here, I do even better math after another sip. So we've tried the Brut, we tried the Michigan Apple.
Yes.
What's the next one you got for
us?
The
next one is going to be the Michigan Cherry, and I really, really like this.
I'm a cherry fan.
The really cool thing is that these cherries come from this area, Southwest Michigan.
Oh,
so,
no kidding, nice.
Yeah, I mean, this is from Michigan, which is also really cool, right? So Virtue is located in Fenville, Michigan, and that apparently is like one of the best terroirs, soil-wise, all that kind of stuff for ciders.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
No, that's crazy, too, as I learned that location has a lot to do with flavor.
It does. Well, and learning about Southwest Michigan, too, I didn't realize. I was like, God, there's vineyards and apple farms. And apparently because of the sandy soil being close, like, it's great for growing. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Italy, as you would say.
Italy.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Sometimes with cherries, you got to watch out because it'll be like
too sometimes much. It's medicinal too, where it tastes like almost like a medicine, like you are having cough syrup that mom would give you when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
This one's very nice, balanced,
delicious.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite so far.
Yeah, I agree. It's my
favorite. Oh, that's good.
I mean, like if you know, yeah, I would say it's one of my favorites.
Oh. Every time you bring in a cider, I think like, I need to start drinking more ciders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and with the nutrition facts thing too, that's awesome. As a diabetic, getting beers, I have to look it up on my phone every. Well, I'm like, I want to try something new. I'm like,
right. Ugh. And I think that's what. And again, I know that they went, you know, after competition, obviously that's what they do. But I really do think that in their plans, it was because of people. The consumer nowadays does want to know what they're putting. You know, and beer's always never really done that. Like it's always just been like, you know, yeah, okay, look, you know, you can't say how many grams with sugar.
Yeah,
you can't say how many carbohydrates. I mean, they market some of these things, but they don't have like a nutrition label on everything.
No, right there. So, and honestly, I mean, I think the beer drinkers become more health conscious. We don't have the big beer guts. It's people working out and they want that beer after working out, or they want a cider and they want to know what they're putting in their body.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the cherry. What's the last one we got here?
We got Michigan Honey.
Ooh.
Honey.
Yep.
Honey.
I got you beer.
I had a joke about the palate while she's pouring this.
Yeah.
So she said it doesn't ruin your palate, and I said I lost my palate in high school. Oh, wait, that's something different. It's not as funny now. It would have been funnier if I would have said it before, but I just thought of it. All right, so this is, honey. Is this a honey apple?
No, so this is actually like real honey,
really?
Michigan honey added into this.
Dude, that's great.
So this is, as you'll see on the can, there's a little bee.
That's my favorite.
Yep. It's definitely the sweetest one, probably the most sugar.
Be careful, man.
That's why.
That's all you get, yeah.
My body's like, what the hell is that?
Give me the juice.
Yep.
I have never had anything like that.
Yeah. It's got a really nice, you taste that honey at the end,
You taste
right?
the honey like, at the end. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, it's very good. I'm really excited about this package. I think people are going to love this. Like I said, love the variety. This is called the Variety Pack from Virtue Ciders.
Yes.
And it's the Michigan series.
I like that.
Yep. So
these are all like the stuff from made in Michigan.
All the apples are from Michigan.
Michigan. That's so cool.
Yep. And they're doing
and
that
cherries.
Statewide, where any state that they go to, like they're going out to Washington now, they're using Washington apples. Like, so they're definitely like, even though they're located, the actual farmhouses in Michigan.
Yeah.
For those brands, it'll be Washington apples.
Nice.
You know, New York apples.
Yeah.
So as they open up more states.
I think that is just fantastic. Keeping it local. And mm-hmm. that is just a wonderful package there. So the Virtue Cider 12-pack, variety pack is available now?
Available now.
So yep. Go get it.
We'll put some pictures up. It's a pretty little package. Pretty little package.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Speaking of palettes, that's nothing. All right. Well, everyone go get it. If you miss anything, check out WIRX.com. We'll have all this podcasted as always. More importantly, just get out, get yourself this Virtue Cider 12-pack variety pack and enjoy a nice variety for your tongue.
Great variety.
Great variety.
Great choices.
All right, Jenna. Well, it's always a pleasure. Great
seeing
you. Hey,
yeah.
bud.
Thanks,
and we'll be back.